Benzoid Report number 90.
Morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Morning. Good morning. Morning.
The United States Post Office. Glad to be of service.
So damn good to have a damn good friend.
Okay, that was, what was that? The Bad Livers. And the title of the song, of course, is Shit Creek, and that's off their CD, Delusions of Banjer. Pretty funny stuff. Anyway, just got done with my 1 week experiment in working day shift, for this year anyway. I think I'll probably do it one more time this year, covering for people at work, and it's always good to go see how the other half lives and realize how much nicer it is to be on the night shift. But, yeah, wasn't bad. Stayed busy. Week went rather quickly. Although, is that what we really want? Is our time to go quickly? Because, you know, really that's the only limited resource we have. So, anyway, got a reasonably relaxed weekend planned for a change. My brother-in-law and his family are due to arrive here shortly on their way north. They're going to stop in and have dinner with us and maybe spend the night, maybe not, I don't know. And then they're heading on to Curtis, which is a small town in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And I'm assuming they're going to have their fifth wheel with them. So, I don't know. We'll see. It'd be interesting to see the fifth wheel crammed in the driveway with our camper and three vehicles and their fifth wheeler and truck. Well, it'll work. And of course, I think my phone is about to ring. Nope. Just an email coming in. See what happens with this BlackBerry. It buzzes or vibrates a couple times before the phone rings so you can catch it before it makes noise. But it also vibrates when an email comes in. I might change that. I'm not really sure. So, anyway, hope everybody's doing good. I know I just did a benzoid report. What's wrong with me? I'm doing another one. But, hey, now that I've got Cast Blaster going on, that's a whole nother story. Well, let's see. I'll back up a week. Oh, maybe Sunday night. Sunday or something. I was fiddling around with the computer, and I was trying to get something done, and this thing popped up. You know, Vista, I don't know about, maybe you don't know Vista, but in Vista, it has this thing called User Access Control, or UAC, and anytime something tries to run that you didn't specifically tell to run, it pops up and asks you, can we run this? Is that okay? And, of course, it pops right up in front of you. So if you're in the middle of something, you want to get rid of it. Most of the time, you hit no. Well, I accidentally hit yes. And it completely pooched my Vista install. At the time, I had Vista Home Basic. And I had a copy of Vista Ultimate sitting here on the desk, you know, for future use, but just never put it on the computer. So, anyway, I fought it and fought it for a couple of days. If you've been following me on Twitter, you'd know that I've been fighting Vista problems. But at the same time, I ended up getting Cast Blaster to finally work with Vista. SP1, Mike Verstace had a problem with that. I'm trying to get that to work again. And anyway, he finally did. And it's a super secret beta version 0.83 or whatever it is, but not really super secret, but if you join the forums over at castblaster.com and search around a bit, you'll find a link to it, but if you just go to the homepage and download it, you'll get version 0.82, or 0.82 beta, whatever, but anyway, it seems to be working well, but I ended up having to reinstall it again. I don't know. It was screwball. Just ended up installing Vista over again. But I installed the Ultimate this time instead of Home Basic, which came with the machine. Simply so I could try out Windows Media Center. I don't know if my audio must be awfully high. I don't know, I keep bouncing into the red zone here. Hopefully it's not too terrible. Let me turn that down just a little bit so I'm not peaking so much. So anyway, I just got done reloading Vista over the last couple of evenings and reloading all my programs and moving all the data back. And one thing I did find out interesting with iTunes, and you guys that listen to podcasts more than likely utilize iTunes at some point. When you make your backup of iTunes, just go to your music folder, or My Music and XP, or I don't know where it would be on the Mac, but your iTunes music folder, and copy the whole thing. And then when you install, you reload a machine and you reload iTunes, but don't import anything. Don't let it, don't put any music in it, and then close it. And then replace the backup iTunes folder with the new iTunes folder. And I found it left all my podcasts just where they were. I didn't have to resubscribe. I didn't have to re-download anything that I'd already downloaded. And it didn't download anything I didn't want to download. And all my music was where it was. And yeah, it was the most painless iTunes experience I've had. So that was good. I did download Firefox 3, Audacity, and this time I thought I'd give the newer, the 1.3 beta version of Audacity a try, and I've used it a couple times on Strange Today, and it seems to be working. I've got Audacity 3, or not Audacity, Adobe Audition 3 here that I haven't installed yet, but I plan on it soon. Not that I use Audition that much, but I got a new copy of that I never installed, so I figured, well, no time like the present. And then once I'm all done getting everything configured, and I figure by the end of the weekend, I should have everything the way I want it for the time being on this machine, I'm going to make a ghost image. Got to find a program to do that. My friend John was using some open source deal. I think I'll try that and make a full image backup of the clean install of Vista. And that way if I run into that issue again, well, what I'll do is I'll make incrementals too. I'll make I've got a 500 gig external backup drive. I'll make a full image right now, and then I'll make a second full image a couple weeks down the road, and just keep doing that, overwriting that second one, but I'll keep the first pristine install on there just in case I want to go back to where I'm at now. So kind of do your own time machine. So anyway, and this whole episode with Windows and this virus, and I was embarrassed, I'm just floored that I actually got a stupid virus. I mean, I always thought I was immune, but man, one wrong click, that's all it took, and I knew better, but I don't know what came over me, and I clicked yes. So don't do that if you got Vista, and don't turn off UAC, no matter how much of a pain in the ass it is. It's worth it if you actually click no when you're supposed to. So, anyway, well, this is going to be an interesting weekend in the podcast world, or my podcast world. Strange Today, we've got a new permanent weekend host, Russ Woodman, from down yonder. I think he's in Texas, but I'm not positive. Should ask him. But anyway, he is taking over the weekend Strange Today, the weekend edition. And he will be writing, producing, and publishing, and everything. It'll be on the same feed with the normal weekday Strange Todays, which, due to my computer issues, were a little thin this week. I got 3 out of the 5 done. But so he'll be taking that over. But anyways, I started to say, with all this experience with Windows and one wrong click and all that, and not that Apple products are more safe, and I'll debate that with anybody, but I am moving to a MacBook, a Mac laptop. It's actually more than likely it is going to be a MacBook Pro, 15-inch, from the refurb store at Apple. You can save a few bucks there. And since now I'm staff at a higher education establishment, local community college radio station, I also get the educator's discount. So turned out that I paid slightly more than you'd pay for a decked-out MacBook for a MacBook Pro. So it'll be nice when that gets here. And that'll more than likely be my main day-to-day machine, and this Vista machine will be my podcast production machine. You know, everybody's going, oh, why would you want to do podcasts on a PC? Well, because they don't make Audition for a Mac. Or if they do, I don't have the version. They don't make Cast Blaster or anything like it for the Mac. And I know some of you will tell me about that one that's somewhat like Cast Blaster, and Ubercaster, I think it was called. Well, I haven't seen it, but I have heard other podcasters say that no, not really, not as good as Cast Blaster. So anyway, dog is up there barking for some reason, which is normal. So I don't know, maybe the brother-in-law is here, maybe not. So anyway, I'm gonna play another song for you. This one's by Joel Mabus. He's a local Michigan artist, and anyway, this one kind of speaks for itself, but I know lots of people that resemble what he's describing here, so get you on the other side.
If you live life in the middle and not on the edge, you're hopelessly Midwestern. And if a big Saturday means clipping the hedge, you're hopelessly Midwestern. If you shop at Sears, drink a lot of iced tea, you like to dance the polka and watch TV, well, and the jury is in and the critics agree, you're hopelessly Midwestern. Hopelessly Midwestern, corn-fed boys and girls. Hopelessly Midwestern, square pegs in this big round world. Oh, you can go from sea to shining sea, but right in the middle is the place to be. And if you like it like that, you're a lot like me. Hopelessly Midwestern. Now, if your favorite stretch of highway is flat and straight, you're hopelessly Midwestern. And if you still think sushi looks a lot like bait, you're hopelessly Midwestern. You like your potatoes mashed and your chicken fried, your green beans boiled and your apples pied. And home sweet home is a double wide. You're hopelessly Midwestern. Hopelessly Midwestern, corn-fed boys and girls. Hopelessly Midwestern, square pegs in this big round world. Well, you can go from sea to shining sea, but right here in the middle is the place to be. And if you like it like that, you're a lot like me. Hopelessly Midwestern. You know, I travel all over the country in my line of work, singing songs and playing the guitar. Wherever I go, I seem to find Midwesterners in the audience. I guess it's the great Midwestern diaspora. Midwesterners all over the continent, taking with them their recipes for green bean casserole made with Campbell's mushroom soup and Durkee fried onions. Yeah, straight from the can. And for dessert, lime and jello mold, the kind with the little marshmallows and the pineapple chunks. Now you can laugh at the Midwest all you want. We can take it. We're a hardy breed. But there's a lot to be said for the flatlands in the middle of America, your so-called flyover country. Sure, the weather's tough and the winters are hard and the summers are harder. But hey, we never have hurricanes, no tsunamis, volcanoes, earthquakes to speak of. And with the thousands of miles of beachfront property in Michigan alone, not one shark attack, nary a one. So I sing this song wherever I go for all the displaced, misplaced Midwesterners and all those Midwestern wannabes out there. But you know, sometimes I am taken aback. I remember singing this song a few years ago in California, festival in Mendocino County. Beautiful summer day out there among the giant redwoods and the lush vineyards, you know. Sang this song along with many others, and when my set was over, a young woman, I guess what you'd call a classic California girl, came up to me, beautiful young woman, all decked out in tie-dye, orange and purple swirls from head to foot. She had long blonde hair and those big blue kaleidoscope eyes. She looked up at me and she said, "Well, I know Western, but what's Midwestern?" Like it was the next big thing or something. She wanted to get in on it. I said, "Well, that just means you're from or of one of the Midwestern states." And that didn't mean anything to her at all. So I said, "Well, you know, if like you were from Ohio or Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, the Midwest." And she said, "Wow, man, do you know all the capitals too?" You know, this is a true story. And it was right then and there that I realized just how Midwestern I really was. Because I did know all the capitals. But I didn't go all the way to Mendocino County, California, just to show off my education. Now if Carl Sandburg is your kind of poet, you're hopelessly Midwestern. And if you have an accent but you don't know it, you're hopelessly Midwestern. You got at least three uncles named Jim or Bob. You love your home and you love your job. And growing your own means corn on the cob. You're hopelessly Midwestern. Hopelessly Midwestern. Corn-fed boys and girls. Hopelessly Midwestern. Square pegs in this big round world. But you can go from sea to shining sea, but right in the middle is the place to be. And if you like it like that, you're a lot like me. Hopelessly Midwestern. Hopelessly, impossibly, irreparably Midwestern.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry.com.
Okay, and that was Joel Mavis, Hopelessly Midwestern, off of his CD Retold. That's where he went back and redid a whole bunch of his old songs. He's a local guy here in Traverse City, I think he lives south of here a little bit, but he's a local Michigan guy. And he was performing in Traverse City here, a couple weeks ago, and actually played live on the radio station that I work at. But it wasn't on my show, it was on Sandy's Local Motion show, which is mostly all live music. You don't hear that too often in a local radio station now, do you? I had live music in there last week. I had Annie and Rod Capps. And, sorry I don't have any of their music handy. Otherwise I'd play some of that, but I had them in the studio last week. And a couple weeks before that I had, what's her name? Katie Curtis. I just keep wanting to say Katie Couric, but no, it's Katie Couric. I just said it. Katie Curtis. And she just got off, was performing out in Colorado with the Bare Naked Ladies, of all groups. But anyway, she made a swing through here. She's from Boston. She made a swing through here, and she stopped by the radio station and played live on my show, and that was a lot of fun. It was the first time I had to mic somebody live in the studio. Usually we got a guy that comes in and sets up all the big condenser mics, but usually for a bigger group. And this time I just had a couple of Shure SM57s on stands, and I put one on her guitar and one on her, and rode the mixer a little bit till I got it to sound right, and everybody that heard it said she sounded great. So apparently I'm learning how to do audio. Of course, this podcast wouldn't tell you anything about that, because I have what's known as variable audio on this thing anyway. Jeez. So, and this weekend, speaking of radio shows and whatnot, this weekend I'm doing two radio shows back to back, so I'm going to do 4 straight hours. Starting at noon, I'm going to be doing the Louisiana Sound Show, which is all Cajun and Louisiana jazz and New Orleans music, and kind of a neat genre to play. And I haven't had a chance to go over there. I might go over there a little early in the morning. Pick out a few, but usually I can just wing it. I got a whole big shelf full of CDs, and I've got a CD I'll bring in, a couple of, I guess you'd call them funeral bands, but that's not really what they sound like, but the brass bands, the parade bands, I love those things. So every chance I get to do that show, I kind of, maybe I overplay the brass bands, but man, I love it. I think I played a couple of them in my podcast a couple of podcasts ago, so I won't bore you with that detail right now. So, I don't know what else to say. I guess we're coming up on 30 minutes. Maybe I'll just play another song and call it a day. I do want to do these a little more often and maybe get a little more organized, but maybe not. You know, this unorganized stuff is kind of cool too. So, anyway, yeah, let's play one more song. This one's called Breakout, and to be honest with you, I have no clue who it's by, but I picked it out for some reason. So, here it is, and we'll catch you next time. This has been Benzoid Report number 90. See, I only got 10 more to go for 100, and I want to do that before the end of the year. So, not really setting my goal super high, but hey, who knows? Might break that plus. So, anyway, the song's 4 minutes, 30 seconds long. Fast forward to the end if you don't like it. But I'm not going to be back. I'll just say hi to all my fellow podcasters and podcast listeners. And, oh, yeah, I was going to say, since I've been on day shift this whole week, I'm hopelessly behind on my podcast listening. I didn't get to listen hardly at all at work, just because it's a whole different world there when there's 60 people in the building as opposed to none. So, anyway, I'll try to catch up. And maybe comment on a few of the podcasts. I did get to listen to Curtis. So Curtis, I did listen to yours, and I do have comments, but I'll pass them along in other ways. So anyway, here's Breakout by somebody I have no idea.
On linoleum, brittle voices, chalk dust, the white cliffs of Dover, concrete and abstract. Thank you.
Well, that was playing, I looked it up. That was Jack Hardy for his CD, Nor. It's a folk song. And I just kind of like it. So, anyway, that's all. Benzoid Report number 90 is almost done.
This podcast is produced with Cast Blaster. That's all, folks.